Jerry Bader Show 1050. At this moment, there is no front runner for Republican nominee for president in 2016. Oh, by the way, two final thoughts. Yes, the current time in India is now 9:20 p.m. I don't know if I was aware of that or not. Jason's sure he wasn't. I don't know. It now is starting to feel familiar. And Hawaii has never observed daylight saving time. Caller is absolutely correct. At the moment, there is no front runner. Everybody tried to make their splash, who wants to be a front runner, with the possible exception of Scott Walker, at the CPAC convention this past weekend. After CPAC, as a result of CPAC, there's suddenly this pretty healthy contest, if you will. I don't want to say feud or debate, between Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Rand Paul calls out Ted Cruz in op-ed. This is Politico. Senator Rand Paul blasted fellow GOP Senator Ted Cruz's frequent references to Ronald Reagan on Monday, deepening the rift between the two potential 2016 presidential candidates. In an op-ed for Breitbart News, Paul took several shots at Cruz for espousing a foreign policy framework in the mold of Reagan. He also criticized Cruz's frequent bashing of the GOP for nominating insufficiently conservative presidential candidates like Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney. I don't claim to be the next Ronald Reagan, nor do I attempt to disparage fellow Republicans as not being sufficiently Reagan-esque, Paul wrote. I will remind anyone who thinks we will win elections by trashing previous Republican nominees or holding oneself out as some paragon in the mold of Reagan that splintering the party is not the route to victory. Though Paul never names Cruz in the op-ed, his comments are clearly aimed at the Texas Republican who was prone to opine about Reagan and offer the former president as an example for today's GOP to follow. In fact, he did that at Cruz did that at the CPAC speech. He said previous GOP presidential candidates, did Cruz, were good men, but their losing campaigns serve as reminders that when you don't stand for principle, Democrats celebrate. Well, I don't disagree with Ted Cruz on that. He is right about that. Now, you've got two guys who are perceived as outliers, two guys who are seen as being deep in the Tea Party movement, and it would appear that one of them understands that he needs to have, and that would be Rand Paul, he needs to have the establishment Republican Party with him to get the nomination. I'm going to make a soft prediction here because I could be wrong. I don't think either of these guys is going to be the nominee. I could be wrong. But I don't think so. And it doesn't really have so much to do with who they are politically or personally. I am convinced that conservative voters want someone with executive leadership experience, and that's going to be a governor. Which governor? I don't know. There are a number from which to choose. It could still be Chris Christie. And I will amend that whether like it or not. It could still be Chris Christie. It could be Scott Walker. I know this seems like a long shot. It could be Bobby Jindal. I believe two U.S. senators battling it out is not a good thing. I think America is ready for someone outside the Beltway. I thought they were in 2012, but Mitt Romney just wasn't that guy. But I think after so many candidates who either were in the Senate at the time or had senatorial experience, America is ready for something else. You know, in 2008, you had McCain, you had Hillary Clinton, you had Obama, President Obama, then candidate, Senator Obama. I think at this point, someone not in Congress, and I think, by the way, A lot of people think Paul Ryan is much more serious about running for president than he's letting on. I don't know. I am starting to suspect that. I don't know. Even a powerful House member, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure about a nominee from Congress. I'm just not. And I think there are any number of reform-minded Republican governors who could do that. I don't know. I think Cruz is going to have an incredibly difficult time because however you feel about the establishment Republican Party, you're not going to get the nomination without them. You're just not. The Tea Party movement has not evolved to that level. If you continue to thumb your nose at them and criticize them and rip the previous nominees, and by the way, I think that criticism is valid, but Cruz is trying to run as the anti-establishment candidate. Paul seems to know better. I'm telling you, you can't. Even if it's an uneasy truce, you need some kind of truce. He needs them. And if you don't think he needs them, you're wrong. You're simply wrong. I believed, and part of me still believes, that the establishment Republican Party wanted Jeb Bush. Oh, there's a guy with the gubernatorial bona fides, the kind of guy I was just talking about. This fair or unfair, I think he has the wrong name. And I think he is too moderate on some issues. On the other hand, that solid conservative litmus test, you're never going to find the dream candidate. Okay, who could be the mother of all surprises in 2016? I certainly wouldn't predict this. Who could be the shocker Republican nominee in 2016? First, it's a he. And I think he has, I don't want to say a good chance. I think it would be, how can I say this? It's a long shot. That's not right. It should be a long shot. His candidacy should be a long shot. But I don't feel as though it is. Sometimes the difference between looking silly and getting the nomination is just a matter of timing. Sometimes you're early. And then when the time is right, even though you maybe looked pretty, here you go, Jason, I'm giving it to you. Even though you maybe looked pretty silly in the 2012 campaign, your time may be right. Now, there you go. Rick Perry. I wouldn't count out Rick Perry. I wouldn't count out Scott Walker. I could be totally wrong on this. Yeah, Rick Santorum might still have a chance too, but again, another former senator. I think America is ready for someone from that. The states are where you're seeing the real reform success. And I really think that's what the conservative movement wants and needs. That doesn't mean that they'll do it. We'll see. All right, the after show video will get to what we didn't get to. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. And he's back today. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.